Hi, everyone. I'm Carl Azus. News out of South America leading off today's show. Hugo Chavez, the longtime leader of Venezuela, has died. Chavez was born in Venezuela in 1954. In 1998, he was elected president, the youngest one in Venezuela's history. He was reelected in 2000, 2006, and 2012. Chavez was controversial. He spoke out against the United States and other countries. He'd been fighting cancer in recent years, traveling to Cuba for medical treatments. Venezuela's vice president announced the death of Hugo Chavez yesterday afternoon. Next up today, we're turning to Wall Street, a new record set yesterday by the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The Dow, not the entire stock market. It's a group of 30 major stocks. But it gives an idea of how the entire stock market is doing. Here's a look at the last several years. In 2007, the Dow started dropping. It bottomed out in 2009, and it started going back up. Yesterday, when the stock market closed, the Dow was at a new all-time high. The Dow was one factor that experts used to figure out how the entire country's economy is doing. The Dow is doing well. The economy is still struggling. What's the deal? One possible explanation is that investors don't have a lot of opportunities to make money in other ways. So the stock market is kind of the best game in town. At the start of this week, we reported on a sinkhole that formed underneath a house in Florida. Workers have finished tearing down that house, and now we can see the actual hole. That's it, about 20 feet wide, more than 50 feet deep. This opened up underneath a bedroom and swallowed one man up. In that same report in Monday's show, we talked about how and why a lot of sinkholes show up in Florida. This one formed on Monday, just 3 miles away from the first sinkhole. It's not as big, 12 feet across, 4 to 5 feet deep, and it's between two houses, so it didn't cause any damage. David Mattingly had the chance to go inside a sinkhole. This is what he found.
A massive sinkhole carved out of solid limestone by drops of water.
So this is what a sinkhole looks like from the inside.
From the inside, yes, before you fill it up with sand and dirt.
And if someone were living right on top of this, they'd be at risk.
Yes.
Geologist Jerry Black says Sunshine State homeowners might be surprised to find out just how common these are.
Rainwater is going to turn into groundwater, and that's what's naturally acidic. That's the device that dissolves the limestone and will help create these cavities.
What is unusual about this sinkhole? It's easy to get inside. Called the Devil's Den, it's open to tourists for viewing and diving. And dive instructor Prince Johnson takes me under for a look. I find that this seemingly placid pool of water is anything but.
The water has gone down considerably because of the aquifer, but it has also risen when we've had hurricanes and tropical storms. It has risen another 45 feet.
45 feet?
45 feet.
So the water's constantly going up and down?
Yeah, up and down.
Depending on drought or hurricane?
Correct.
Down here, it's easy to see how fluctuating groundwater has silently wreaked havoc. I passed by limestone boulders as big as cars sitting on the bottom. And these same forces are still at work, compounded by the demand for fresh water. Perhaps most striking to me, how appearances of this sinkhole are so misleading. A single beam of sunlight reveals the cavern is even bigger below the waterline, with tunnels and passageways carved deep into the darkness. But most disturbing could be the view from up top. The round opening is deceptively small, little indication of the cavern that's just beneath my feet.
Until a hole like this opens up, there's really no warning, is there?
Correct. It is that random and that sudden, and it could happen, obviously, overnight or at any time.
It can, and it does, with thousands of sinkholes opening up in Florida every year. David Mattingly, CNN, Williston, Florida.